This show is brought to you by the following patrons, such as Milk Box Shaw, Phone Losers of America, Gobi, Fancy Pants, MST3 Clay, Gordo, Crispy808, and Mr. Turbois. Thank you to everyone for supporting the show. You can find out more at immoralhole.com. You can help support the show at patreon.com/madhousemilitia. You can support us on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/travelswithmiriam.
Whoa.
Oh. Hello. Yes.
Hi. What are you about?
Pardon?
What are you about?
Who is this?
You have a car for sale, correct?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. What can you tell me about it? How many stains?
Well, have you been out to look at it?
Yeah, it was out by the road, right?
Yeah. It's got about 55,000 miles on it, and it's the back door has been smashed in on it.
Right. And I'm asking, like, was there how many people, how many different sets of cheeks have sat in that car over the amount of time you've had it?
How many what?
How many different people have sat or ridden in the car?
Oh, just I bought that car brand new.
Yeah. Was there any other people? Did you have any grandchildren, any nieces or nephews? Did they ride in the car as well?
No, none.
None. Okay.
Your
butt cheeks and your wife's butt cheeks are the only ones that have been in the car?
Yes.
Okay. And did you wipe every time that you used the bathroom before you got in the car? Did you wipe?
Goodbye.
Hey, sir, can you tell that woman in the background to shut the fuck up?
Have any Democrats been in the car?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, yeah, sir, you hung up. Can you tell your wife to shut up while men are talking and conducting business?
What did you want now?
Well, I was asking questions about the car, and your wife was sitting back there sounding like a goddamn canary, just singing, bah, 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 just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Okay, what's your problem? What do you want?
Okay, have you kept the tires inflated? What is the PSI of each tire?
You can look at the car and see that on the side of the car tire.
Well, I don't have a tire gauge. I don't want to be messing with an old man's car because you know how ornery they are. They might come out and try to violate me.
You can just see it. You don't need a gauge, Mike.
Yeah. No, that's true, because he'll come outside and he'll start telling me about his AARP membership and he'll just turn it into old man story mode. But how big is the trunk in this thing? You got the key for the trunk?
Look in the trunk.
Sir, you ever shine your nuts with a telephone?
Lord knows I have.
You put the coily cord around your junk. You ever do that? And then right before you're going to finish, you whack yourself in the head with the receiver.
You know that no one's even going to know what that a coily cord on a phone is pretty soon. It's going to be totally irrelevant. We should talk about, like, the cord from the phone, and then you hang it up, like, they're like, what are you talking about, old man? Touching myself while watching. Oh, cool. Yeah, right on.
Dad, are you still there? Hello, Father? Hello?
Father!
Hello, Grandpa Joe.
That dad.
Grandpa Joe sure got the fuck out of bed when it was time to go to a candy factory. He wasn't sticking at to stay in bed then, was he?
Yeah, he gave up his all-day orgy just for some candy.
Yeah. We're going to a factory in the big city? Yeah, I can get out of this fucking bed now. Well,
I'm not bedbound anymore.
Well, my daughter slaves away.
Has that car ever seen any sexual activity? Is anybody engaged in sexual activity?
We say well, you do, such as.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
You got that firewood for sale?
Yes, I do.
There's how
one
much
pickup
wood?
Load left. One pickup load. 1 6-foot pickup load.
How good does it burn?
It's perfect.
Perfect.
Ash. Interested?
Oh, what's wrong with that dog?
Are you interested in the other dog?
Choking on.
Yeah, but the thing is I got a Prius. Can I fit that wood in the back of a Prius?
You going to get a pickup load in the back of a Prius? You don't need
yes,
to ask
sir.
Me that, do you? You can't put a pickup load in the back of a Prius. Why are you talking like that?
Hello?
Hi, you got the parts for the 99 Chevy? Hello?
Yes, I do. I'll let you talk to my husband.
All right.
Hello?
Hi there,
hello.
Sir. You got the parts for the 99 Chevrolet?
Yep.
All right, what parts you got?
I got motor, transmission.
Which block you got on that thing? Well, what's the motor you got?
It's a 5.3.
5.3 liter?
It's out of a... Yeah, 5.3 liter. It's
how was it running before you pulled
Chevy.
Her? Was she smoking real good? Oh, it was running real good.
Nope. Yeah, it was running real good. What happened was my niece bought it. She had a Tahoe that she thought it was knocking. And, yeah, so she bought it, and we pulled the motor out, and here she ended up getting a job in California. So she took the Tahoe and traded off on a brand new truck.
Was she a whore before she got the Tahoe?
I couldn't tell you.
Was it running? It was running right though. Why? What happened with the engine now? Why is it out?
We were gonna put it in the Tahoe.
What happened?
And she ended up getting a job.
Let me put my brother on. He's a mechanic. I don't know. Let me put my brother on.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey. No.
Yeah,
I don't know where the wrench is. No, Hillick's got to talk to you. I got to find this wrench. It's a family heirloom, and my dad's going to beat me about the ass if I don't find it.
This the guy with the truck for the what year are we looking at?
It's a 99 Chevy.
Yeah, where I heard about the broad in California. What's the story with her? You got any photographs? You got any pictures of her going to the bathroom? You got the Tahoe.
Yellow.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Pico. Who's this?
This is Pico.
Mi llama es Pico. Your name is Pico, too.
He says he wants to
put
a
nice
piece of hair on.
Your name is not a Pico. You lie, son of a bitch.
A nice piece of hair on my head.
Hello. Please leave a message to the tone.
Answer the phone. Answer the phone. That's the wrong cord. I suck.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey.
Who's this?
Pico.
What?
My name is Pico. I call about the... You have a job for sale?
A what?
You have a job for me?
No. Uh-uh.
What's the address? What's the address?
I don't know.
I bring tools to my...
Really blows up the cabin.
Hello?
Oh, damn.
Hello?
Sir, how can I help you?
Oh, hi. Is this the 7 machine?
What was that?
The 7? Did I reach 7 or 11? Or circles?
This is Circle K.
It's Circle K. So your number is listed on Google. Is
Are strange right? things a fit?
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure why. It's going to be 11 all 3. Yeah,
are all the prices okay. 7 or 11?
What was that?
Are the prices there, are they 7 or 11?
No, this is Circle K in Mobile.
Oh, yeah, we just covered
Fred,
that.
Your Circle K.
Who's that gentleman in the background there?
I don't know. Do you guys have a question, or?
Same gentleman. Like a police officer.
There's a gentleman on the line. It's a cross line. He sounds like he's...
Do you guys need something, or are you guys okay?
Are you offering free therapy today?
We need some
Hey, sweetie, I was wondering, can we get a couple packages of the Cool Ranch chips and put the nacho cheese on top of them?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Can my brother and I come in and get a package of the Cool Ranch Cheerios, open them up, and put the nacho cheese on them?
You get
yes,
a big gulp, too, sis.
We can? Oh, fucking
big gulp.
He wants to get a big gulp too from the 7-Eleven.
And a Slurpee.
Better.
No, this is 7-Eleven.
This is 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking righteous.
He goes so full.
Leave a message. Thank you. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you.
Hotel back, too.
Thank you for calling Motel 6 in Alma. This is yours. How can I help you? Hello.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah?
I have a question. I have a broken foot.
Hello?
Please advise. Yes, hi. I have a broken foot. Please
He's
advise.
He's being ableist, dear.
I
oh, damn. These people again. Because you're fucking ableist.
He needs help to get into his room because he broke
That's
his
foot.
That's
not what I said. I have a question. I have a broken foot. That is all.
So he's seeking medical advice, I think.
Stop talking for me. I have a question. I have a
no,
broken foot.
No, I'm going to talk for you and over you because I'm an asshole.
You too. Stop it.
Do you have a clinical diagnosis that you're an asshole? That's
yeah.
rough. Okay.
Asshole severe recurrent. Yeah.
Do you have
recurrent
to carry around
asshole.
A therapy bed or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe wrap something around that so you don't damage the room again.
Sir, can we speak with Tom Baudet, please?
What is his room number?
210.
Do you know his room number?
210, the gentleman said, yeah.
210?
Yeah.
It's not possible, 210.
Well, he said he'd leave the light on for
he
me.
He can't read. There's a thing that goes
I'm
off and there's another thing that goes across.
Broken foot.
I don't get what you guys are talking about, honestly.
Yeah,
okay.
We're trying
you
to
know,
get one of
you know, literacy?
Come on,
we're
if you're going to come to this country, learn what we're speaking.
120.
Yeah, we don't speak metric words.
We're 120, there's no one in 120.
Well, six, nobody six, that you can see.
Foot.
We gave it a jiggle and a push.
Where the door was open, so Tom Baudet just went into the room.
You know how Tom is.
He owns the Motel 6.
Who?
Tom Baudet. What? Don't you remember from the commercials? He says, I'm Tom Baudet, and I'll leave the light on for it.
Commercials are for squares.
I stayed in a Motel 6 once, and the tub basin was, like, covered in mold. Did you want to address that?
It was delicious, though. Where can we get more of
it? Sir, what's your room number,
though? It made me feel funny, but in a good way.
My room number?
Mm-hmm.
It's 215.
What's your name?
I think he wants your sleep number.
I told you, my name is Tom Baudet.
Hello? My name is Dwight, and I'm a criminal.
Are you now?
I'm here to engage in civil disobedience and discussion.
Oh, are you?
Why are you calling here?
Calling where?
Yeah.
You called me, dumbass.
You know what I'm saying?
You called me, dummy.
You need to stop. You're being really aggressive. You're being really aggressive. You need to just bring it back down just a little bit. You'll be a little aggressive.
I can be real fucking aggressive. You want me to come put hands on you?
I gotta go rip ass in the bathroom right now. I gotta get some mustard, though.
Sounds like somebody trying to get fucking beat up.
Do you have any type of mustard? Dijon? Yellow mustard?
I don't know. Use
TV. That's a good day at Quality Inn. How can I help you? Hello?
Hi. We don't use TV, so we're going to give this one back to you.
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time understanding you.
We don't use the TV. We give back to you.
There. It's easy, lady.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't understand what you are saying.
Where are these drunk men?
You know what is TV?
I'm trying to tell you that there's these gentlemen in my room who are threatening to take out the TV because they say it's rotting my brain.
What room number are you?
We're just taking it. 215.
Leave my TV alone.
We're taking it back. We're taking it to the desk.
To where?
What room are you in?
215.
We're going to sell it on eBay.
Oh, now he's loading the television on the window ledge.
There's no one at 215.
Don't push it out.
Taking it back.
The Georgia Peach.
Days in, it's Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
Hi there.
Damn, Teresa.
Hello.
Hi, I'm in an economy room and like to be upgraded to business class, please.
Hello?
Hi, I'm in an economy room. I'd like to be upgraded,
come
please.
Come on, Teresa. You sound me. Get to the thing and look for the DLL.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, ma'am.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, there's some gentleman in my room trying to use my TV to play VR. Did you send him up here?
So, which room number?
Yeah, you know the Grand Theft Auto? So let me tell you what happened. I started out on a bicycle. Yeah, let me tell you what happened. I was starting out on a bicycle. I was like, oh, this is really slow.
It's called trading up.
So then I pulled somebody out of their car, and then I got into the car, and I was like, oh, this is good. And then I drive really, really fast, and then I, like, flew over the overpass and then smashed into a wall, and that car was done for. So then I got out of that car, and I stood in the middle of the highway, and people were like, And then I jumped in front of somebody's car, and then I got into their car.
Oh, Zakin, can I help you?
Oh, hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Let me put my family on because I'm currently driving. Family, take the phone.
Okay, Daddy. I've got part of the phone.
Our daddy can't drive. What should we do?
Honey, this part looks like a tentacle. Why is it wrapping around my inside of my throat?
Oh, hello, dear. How are you doing?
Hey, fucking compression socks are making it difficult to drive.
I'm drinking.
What do you mean, can I help you?
Oh, no, my beautiful red Prius. No. Oh, God. Oh, God, and baby Jesus. God and baby Jesus help us. Oh, no, my little Buddha statue fell down. Hello?
Oh, my ass neck.
I don't see the chat. Ethan, you guys.
Hello? Are you there, honey baby?
Somebody gave me $1,000.
I need help.
Prime Gaming promo.
My ass feels like a pound of ricotta cheese in a plastic bag.
Model Pizza, can I help you?
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I was wondering if I can rent a room by the hour.
You want room?
Yes, I would like a room.
Okay, I give you overnight.
Yes, one night.
Okay. So one bed?
One bed.
Okay.
One small bed. Many people share bed.
Okay, two people and one small dog.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, do you hear my dog? He yap yap.
Okay.
He's such a beautiful dog.
Okay.
Yes.
We have room.
Do you want to talk to my dog?
No.
Oh, but he's such a pretty dog. My dog is a 350-pound man. He cosplays dog. He has his own little bed.
Okay. So what timing come here?
Is that okay?
What timing coming?
I'm the author.
Oh, I'll be there around 3:00.
I want to.
Okay, no problem.
Drawer.
You come.
He like wants to sleep in one of the drawers.
Baby.
Is that okay?
Huh?
Is that okay that he sleeps in one of the drawers?
Well,
sorry, I not.
No, do you accept cats?
I'm old and ill off. Dirty kitty.
And monkeys. Do you accept monkeys?
Hey, we all know about. You don't want those kinds going on. Ooh, a diaper car?
Why are you racist about monkeys?
When's the last time y'all heard the phrase diaper car?
They're primates, just like us.
Yes.
Why are you racist?
Send it in.
Hi, is your hotel fairly seedy?
Huh?
Is your hotel very seedy? Because I want to bring a really nasty, dirty prostitute there.
I'm not dirty.
Oh, I forgot to mention he was a male prostitute.
His mouth clean. Why does that matter?
Sorry.
He says he hasn't showered lately. I don't know.
Sorry. I mean, we charge $85.
No, but I want to know if the look of the place just sort of speaks prostitution.
Yeah.
You know, when you go past there, do you think, wow, that's a really slutty place?
I mean, you can go to Hampton or Holiday if you need a good place.
Oh, there's a more slutty place? What is
can
it called?
It's not
a slutty place. All of our rooms are really nice. Our rooms are not bad. Like, we have a good rooms.
Oh, so it's not like the scene of Pretty Woman or anything like that.
No.
I'm Richard Gere.
Yeah, he's Richard Gere twice removed.
Is that how it
He looks like Richard Gere.
He had like a thing up his butt, and then he charmed some older woman.
Let me ask the question a different way. Are there, how many roaches are in the room?
How many security cameras back by the dumpster? Because I can whack
fucking
you off
dumb.
By there.
Sorry, I don't want to answer any of your questions.
Oh,
he's
being really rude.
Dumb.
He's just being rude. Sorry.
I'm not rude. I'm inquisitive.
Prostitution is a legal business.
Brad Carter's on the active job.
Yeah, you need to back him up. You got to do the
minimum. Thank you for calling Quality Inn and Suite of Clarksville. How can I help you? Hello?
What's the quality?
The Quality Inn and Suite of Clarksville.
Fucking mouth.
Don't be belligerent. We just came from the doctor. He said not to speak to people that way.
She's so smug.
I'm trying to figure out if on a scale of 1
quality.
To 10,
it's not
what quality.
Garbage.
Your quality is being rude. That's your quality. Now
sorry?
Say sorry to the nice lady. No, I'm speaking to this gentleman. He's being very rude to you, and I told him that his quality is being rude, and I want him to apologize.
What can I do for you?
Brad, it is little,
don't
like,
you start with him. He's a very trusted gentleman. Just because he just came out of the facility doesn't mean anything, Howard.
You heard her.
I'm trying to be inclusive of all people, including those who are rude.
You've called a hotel.
You know,
what can I do for you?
Well, this is... So, Maddie is having trouble communicating respectfully with people, especially women. And I just want him to have...
I'm not going to watch Brad in that stupid fucking car zip around. And then this broad, with the way she answers the phone, you can tell her face.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn and Suite of Clarksville. This is Elise. How can I help you?
Don't mean you gotta do it. Jesus, everything in Clarksville is garbage. Did you make your own tracks?
Why are you calling me?
Jesus Christ.
Is there anything you need from this hotel? If not, don't call me again. Don't call me again.
Honey, we're trying to make a room. We are...
Thank you for calling Quality Inn and Suites of Clarksville.
Honey,
hey,
we are trying to make a room.
Yes. You listen to my wife.
We are trying to make a room.
Sorry.
Our son said he just came out of the facility. Matt!
Ma'am, he has monkey pox in his anus. We need a room. Fucking ding. What was that ding?
I was trying to be nice.
She had a hard time hanging that out.
I was like, she's...
That's Western Sherwood in the city. Jimmy, how may I help you?
Hi. I need to make a room booking for me and my family. Do you have any vacancies today or no?
I've got some rooms with two beds. Is that what you're needing?
I've got some rooms with two beds. Is that what you're needing?
I don't know. It's Matt. It's Matt. He's spreading it to everywhere. It's like on everything. It's goopy. It's green.
Well, Maddie likes to sleep on a slip and slide. He won't fall asleep otherwise.
Can we rent the lobby bathroom too, so we can just push Matt in there and we can just clean it later?
I'm sorry?
Is it fine? It'll be dark. We can put up the lights.
Maddie, stop playing GTA. We were trying to conduct some serious business here.
I know. I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling Arc Hotels. Nicole, how may I help you?
Hey, guess what I'm sucking on right now?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Do what?
Hello?
Hello?
I said, what are you doing? Hello?
Working.
Working?
This is Jeffrey. What's up? You gave me your number and said hit you up.
Yeah, I highly doubt that.
Why, bitch? You fucking think you're some hot shit or something?
What room are you in?
216. Why, are you gonna come over here? Come to my room then when you get off. And bring a fucking towel so I can lay you on the bed.
You're in 216?
And we don't fucking make a stain when I eat your ass out and you squirt all over the place.
Every time, every weekend.
You
huh? Why, are you going to come visit me or not? You playing like...
The one on 123 Fig Street.
You're over here talking all that
with
shit, but you really going to come to the room and let me eat you out or what?
Thick, dirty mouth.
Are you staying at the Ark Hotel?
Yeah, I am. What's up? You going to come to the room or not?
What room are you
at, sweetheart?
What room are you in?
Baby girl, I'm not going to tell you a fucking room. I'm not going to tell you a room once you give me confirmation if you're going to open these legs or not.
Open your legs?
Can you come to the front desk?
Why? What are you going to do? Are you going to call the police or something?
No, I need you to come to the front desk.
You know what? I'm done with you. You ain't shit. Tired of your attitude.
What room are you in?
Hang up the fucking phone, lady.
What room are you in, sir?
Hang up the phone. I'm done with you, dude. You had your chance. I'm done with you. Hang up.
Wait, we already got the towel spread on the bed, though.
Hang up, dude. I'm done with you.
Hi, I'm a white knight. I'm here to protect women.
What?
And so this your little boyfriend? You can't handle your own battles? You got your little white knight boyfriend to handle your battles for you?
Look at him. He's rolling up our towel.
What's your Patreon? I'll give you $1,000 a month. Maybe she likes the rough stuff. Maybe she was going to come and do you.
Thank you for calling Home Wood Foods in Fort Smith.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Did you get the flowers I sent to the front desk? I sent flowers and a heart box of candy.
A heart box.
Heart box.
You have the wrong number.
Nope. That's a lot of thunder right there, man. That's $2 million.
Hello?
Hello?
You are...
I'm looking for...
Hi, Matt. Hi.
What?
Can I have a room, please?
What?
Can I have a room, please?
I don't know what you're saying. I can't understand you.
I just really like your dick.
Sing the remix, dear.
I want to know if there's a gentleman staying there. Can you look in the logbook for D?
Transferred to.
Hello? Hello?
Dan.
Behind trucks?
Rachel or Rachel?
Thank you for the memory.
It always comes down to dragging people.
I'm not prejudiced against Rachel.
Rachel's coming around this town. We're going to have her live and drag
Rachel?
Her behind this truck.
Talk. Who's Rachel?
Yeah.
She's this broad that's going to get dragged behind me. They get uppity.
Who is this?
Yeah. Rachel.
Hello?
Hello?
We're trying to look for Rachel.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm looking for Rachel.
There's no Rachel here.
No Rachel. Yeah.
Come on.
No.
Are you sure about that?
Who is this?
Oh, that's
Matt
my sister.
Fucking Hillock.
And that's my brother.
Matt fucking Hillock.
He is. How do I am?
Hey, spell tuna sub backwards.
Can I get a tuna sub? And can you spell it backwards?
I'm sorry, my brothers are trying their hardest to get a tuna.
I just want a tuna sub. I want tuna on my lips.
Oh, God.
Fish lips?
minutes.
Hello? Hello?
Green me, Pico.
Hello, Ann.
How you doing, yeah?
Hello? Hi.
Yeah, can I get a motherfucking room, please?
Who is this?
No, we don't have none available.
No, I didn't ask for anything. You scratched my car with the grocery cart. I'm calling the number.
There ain't nothing for you with that.
Hello?
Traveler's Inn?
Hello?
Oh.
Hi.
What's up, buddy? You listen to America?
No, man, this is Traveler's Inn Motel. Do you need something?
You know what, dude? Talk to my brother, dude. I don't even want to fucking talk to this guy. Take the phone.
Hi.
Traveler's Inn.
Hey, you sound like a... Hi, Heath. You sound like a burly, strong man. Would you be interested in some male cuddling?
Is it Heathcliff?
No, I want to cuddle this man. He sounds very burly.
Does he sound burly? Is it Heathcliff?
No, Heathcliff is like a budget Garfield. That's what Heathcliff is.
He lives in the dump.
Heathcliff. No one, something, I forgot.
Fish.
No one should terrorize the neighborhood. But Heathcliff
like
won't be undone. I don't know. Sir, are you interested in a male-on-male relationship? Then he opened a can of ham and ate it whole. Sorry, someone's feeding me the lyrics. I seem to recall...
Come
oh, okay. That's not the word.
Come here, son. I got something for you.
Hi, sir. I need a big, strong man in my life.
It's time for your bottle, son, and then I'm going to give you a big nap, son.
See, I was poor, so I always got the Heathcliff cartoon magazine thing because they were 99 cents. Garfield was always a more expensive.
Hello?
What's up, buddy?
Hi, this is the front desk, Candlelight Inn and Suites. How can I help you?
Ooh, actually, talk to my wife. She's the one that wanted to talk to you, actually, bro.
Okay.
You're
hi, honey, baby. Hi, do you want to put some candles in my suites?
We don't
we're
enough job.
We're polyamorous, bro, so we get down like that.
My husband has a tiny penis.
Bedroom
in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Okay.
That's great. Is the name of the hotel the Bedroom Inn because they're like bedrooms? Like, things can happen in bedrooms.
If it's a dude. What?
Hello?
Oh, you sound like you're underwater. Oh. Lulu, I'm going to need your help in this one.
Bonalek McAllister, how may I help you?
Hey, what's up, bro? I have a request, homie.
Hello?
I need some help. I need some help from you.
Hello?
Can you hear me, stupid?
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
You fucking heard that, didn't you, stupid?
Hello?
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 Carson? Hello?
Hey, dude, I really need your help. I really need your help, bro.
What's wrong?
Hello?
Yes?
It's a long story, dude. My wife... I'll just pass my phone to my wife here.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, I'm the wife.
You got the wrong
number, man.
You got the wrong number.
No, shoot, yeah, what are you doing? Hey, shoot, man, anymore. What are you doing?
Goddamn.
Yes?
Yeah,
hey,
hi.
Dude,
I'm
here,
the wife.
To my wife.
No, yeah, I'm the wife, motherfucker, and we got a problem in our room.
Which room?
We're in 215.
The pillow,
there is
baby.
No 215.
Tell him about the pillow.
Yes, there is. There's 215. I've been collecting numbers from other rooms, and I've made this room 215. On the outside, it says 215 now.
There is no 215.
What part of what I just said to you do you not understand, motherfucker you?
Well, go fuck yourself too, then.
Hey.
Let me try to talk to you. All right.
Barkson, can I help you?
Hi, yeah, I'm sorry. My husband was acting a little bit crazy there. We kind of need someone to come up here and take care of something. It's kind of getting out of hand.
What room
are
you in?
I mean, listen, calm down. I don't need you yelling at me. The situation's, there's water everywhere.
I'm asking, what room are you in?
I'm trying to... Listen, I don't need you to yell at me. There's water. There's water everywhere, and I don't know what to do. I took a bunch of acid.
Okay, where do you want me to come?
Freaking out.
Do you listen to me? Do you listen to me?
No, you don't tell me what to do.
Where do you want me to come?
I want you to come up to my room. Jesus.
Which room is that?
Room 23.
Which room is that?
Room 23.
I'm coming.
1, 2, 7, 3. I don't know, man. Colors are melting into the walls, dude. Nothing makes sense anymore. There's water everywhere, and
Which room are you in? Where do you want me to come?
Second floor, 3 room, number 1 America Party. I don't know. The mini bar is cleared out. Like I took all the things out and I threw them against the wall.
All caps.
I want to spread your legs and make you come in my face. Baby. I want to lick your clitoris.
Can I call the police and send it to your room?
Yes, please. There's water and blood everywhere. I don't know what to do.
Send the police.
No, no, don't call the police. Don't call the police.
You're a bad hotel.
So room number 1, 2, 3.
No, Ben
I do want to talk to the officer.
Put the fucking officer on the phone.
Everyone shut up and let me talk to the officer of the law.
Which room are you in? You're not telling me right. And which
I want to talk
property
to the
are
officer.
You on?
I want to talk to the man. I want to talk
Please
to the manager.
Please hold me, man.
Come on,
I'm
I want
to
talk to the police.
Talk to me. Okay, I'm the manager.
No, there's no W.O. in manager. There's no,
and which
listen,
property
lady,
are you on?
There's no W.O. There's no W.O. in manager, okay?
You know what?
Right.
You know
yeah.
what? You know what? Lady
you
can do everything.
Man.
So do...
Mm.
No.
Tell me which room are you in and which
cannot.
Property you are on.
A lady cannot.
I'm on room
cannot.
23. Yeah, listen. Can I talk to a man?
223
like,
or 123?
Somebody do, like, where's pants? Listen,
okay.
Linda, listen to me first.
Which property are you staying on?
You're being hysterical. Can I talk to you?
You're being hysterical. You're not listening to me. You're not telling me your room number. How can I help you out?
There's water everywhere. I want to
talk
to
you. Okay, how can I help you out? But you are not telling me the room number.
Honey baby. Can I talk to a man?
Because if I talk to you, I'm going to want to do this to your pussy.
Can we talk to a man?
Okay, do that. Come on. Come over here. My pussy is leaking right now. Lick it. Come up over here.
Oh, yeah.
Come. I'm desperate. Come on.
I got 3 speeds. One is normal, fast, and then turbo.
Come over.
Can you turn around?
You're a nice lady.
No, I can't get it.
Come on. I actually, I don't even
feel
bad.
Come over to the front desk and let's talk face to face. You cannot do anything on the phone.
Good egg.
Come over.
But I can't come face to face.
No, I know.
I can't come face to face because I have boner, and I don't want you to see my boner pop out of my pocket.
This woman is
all about it.
Yeah, she's all about it. She's a good egg. She's a good egg. Like, honestly, lady, honestly, you're a good sport about our childish antics. And, like, I mean, we could just say horrible things like banchod and maratod and, like, all kinds of dirty things like that. But honestly, is that the lie?
I was
giving you credit about, like, having a good,
I can say all that word, okay? I can say all that word. Which room are you in? Tell me.
Hey,
you're
going to
get arrested. Which room are you in?
Ma'am.
Listen,
fuck
ma'am.
Fuck yourself and
ma'am.
Fuck your mother, Bencho.
Listen. Listen.
Yeah,
through the fucking Discord.
Yeah, I fucking hate my life, Matt Hillock.
Hello?
Hello, baby. Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, can I help you?
Yeah,
hey,
sorry. There's a little bit of, like, disconnect here. I was wondering if you could, like, bring
are you
water.
Alone at the front desk? Is your pussy wet?
Yeah, is your pussy wet? Like,
can I come
fuck
your
wearing?
Pussy?
Can I smell your hair?
Do you feel frightened?
That was just vanilla. It was just a fucking
strawberry. Oh, I love the strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla.
Taco.
We're all intoxicated and driving in the car.
Taco.
Yeah.
Taco.
Can we speak to the lady who picked up?
Oh, shit. We're driving the car and we're drunk.
You guys, one at a time.
No.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
my body.
Oh, my labia.
What kind of nuts?
Thank you for calling. Guest service. If you speak, I'm not going to help you.
Hey, bro, me and my wife, bro, she's right here eating an ice cream sandwich.
I need some of that for my ice cream. Honey, get me some of that for my ice cream.
She wanted to know if you want to come hang out with us for a little bit when you get off work.
Sir, I don't know if you called the wrong place. All
right? You're at this is a hotel, right? You're the front desk. Right?
Yes,
come on,
hotel.
Bro. Come fuck my wife, bro.
Coming, Malcolm.
Hey.
Hi, Nunu.
Hello.
What's up, Nunu? Dang, you're talking, bro.
Huh?
How you doing, Nunu? Say hi to everybody. Everybody's here. Hello?
Hello?
Nunu, what are you doing?
Good.
You're doing good, Nunu? How was your day?
Good day.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing tonight? You working?
Yeah.
Here, somebody wants to talk to you. They've always wanted to talk to you. Right here. I'll pass them the phone.
Hello?
Hey. Hey.
Hello?
Hello, Chitia.
Hey. Hey, how's it
hey,
going?
Hey, Pankelora. Hey, Sutmarani Bakutar Vechator Madi Sudiala Gorodovicha Sarakuta Sarami.
Hey, Kutia.
Hey, Ganmarataye Kutaravicha. How are you, Bankel? How are you, Bankelora?
They're called Super 8 Noxious. Callie, I can help you.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Kelly, I was wondering if you could help me out with something.
Kindly.
Yeah, sorry, kindly. Kindly, if you could kindly help me out with something.
I got a little bit of like backup in my sink. I don't know if it's like a big deal, but like water's coming out brown, and I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's a little pretty low priority, but like, I mean, it might be a little bit of an issue because it's all brown. It kind of looks like a backup.
Okay, what room are you in?
I'm on the second floor, third door down. I can't remember the room. Sorry, I've been drinking a lot tonight. Like, my wife just left me, and I'm in this hotel room, and, like, honestly, I'm at a low point in my life, and this thing's backing up. I just really need someone to talk to. Kelly, can you be that person that talks to me about, like, things and stuff? I don't know, are you busy? Like...
I actually got some customers coming in that I might have to check in. Is your room okay, or is it? Did you come in today? Do you need to be moved to another room, or is it good for tonight? Or what do you think?
I guess it's okay.
Go to his house.
Yeah,
that's where your man pussy will get worked in.
Yeah, I'm probably just gonna like pass out here with my gay friend here that I brought up. I'm working through a lot of stuff. My wife left me because I'm a gay man, and I know you got customers and stuff, but like you should come on up to like room if you want to talk, like the second floor, like.
I can't tonight, man. I gotta do this. I'm gonna do the audit later, early tonight, like, because Synexis is
cheesers, man.
Man,
well, you guys have a good night. Let me know if you need anything. I got
water's all brown. I got these cheeseburgers, man.
We're GMA, Gay Men Anonymous.
Cheeseburgers, man.
We'll suck your cock.
All right. Well, you guys have a good evening.
I need you to come up here, big boy.
Thank you.
I got work I gotta do.
Yeah,
I apologize.
I'll give you some work, boy.
How are
you?
Good
well,
Hotel 6, this is Jay. How can I help you?
Sure.
Hey, Jay, I'm sorry. I'm in training. I'm supposed to come in the morning. I don't know who I'm supposed to call, but, like, my girlfriend, I need to be there for her because she's got an abortion, and, like, I have to be
there.
We
aren't hiring.
I feel like she's not. Well, no. I mean.
No.
The hell? Take this picture and knock it out.
If anybody gives me potato salad with raisins, I'll knock you the fuck out.
Thank you, dear. I would knock them out too if they gave me potato salad with raisins. Excuse me, sir. Hey. Do you like potato salad with raisins?
Anybody to listen to go away raisins?
Camera country in.
Tell me that.
Is Gary Batsford there?
Hello?
Hello, King.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Batsford?
This sounds like a good place to sleep.
Jerry Batsford? Hey.
All right, let's check into the hotel for the evening, family.
Seems like there's a...
I just told you, I was coming to your place, now we're in a terrible accident.
Can I suck your pussy?
My leg!
Blood everywhere.
I'll go up to the right.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I crashed my car all because of my potato salad with carrots or whatever. Now I'm going to go see if there was...
Lady, are you still there? Lady, are you still there? Oh.
Pranked all over your ass. Like your leg, hello.
Thank you,
hello.
Tom Royal.
Hello.
Oh, Royal. Hello. Hello. Yay. Oh, my organ. It's fully erect. I would like to make a room booking.
Alrighty. What do you need? A king room, a queen room. A king room has one bed, queen room has two.
Well, how many people can I fit in a room? Because I've got my whole family here. We're in the station wagon. We're driving around trying to find a place to go. You know?
You could fit, well, it's two queen beds and the queen room, and so you could fit
stacks of beds on top of each other, so we can like fit like
eight
people.
You got any more of that mess? Like,
you can put them on the floor. You can put them on the floor.
Oh, can I stack them up like wood inside the room?
You could do whatever you want to do.
Oh yeah, everybody, you hear that?
Hey, this girl sounds awesome. Hey, you want to
Can I bring my drill over and drill a glory hole in the bathroom?
Yeah, we can spawn. Yeah. Can come hang out. Blow some steam.
But you just said I can do anything I want. I'm confused.
Do what now? Come on, girl. You can get us some room.
Reiterate on that.
You divide by zero?
Room and stack them however you want. But you can't do anything. Just room all
Mm, bitch, don't like tell us what we can fucking do and what we can't. We paid for this room. We'll stack whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah, hey, look,
I fuck
pussy
in this room.
This is America. We know our rights.
You missed a couple teeth, girl.
What is
the name of this
show again?
Miriam?
Townhouse Hotel.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, voice changer, my ass. I can do it the old-fashioned way.
Yes. I know,
Grandma, no, I don't think he understands.
Hello. I need to make a room booking.
Grandma, give me the phone. I'm not using a no voice changer.
Hello?
I see hi. Gotcha.
I like the thick shit.
Tiger Bone?
Hi. How can I help you, sir?
Tiger Bone. Hi, can you help me find my boy? He's lost. I don't know where he's at. He's somewhere in the room. He's putting Tiger Bone on his genitals. It smells awful in here.
Hey.
It feels
Hello?
Good. Low, let me just beat off with this Tiger Bone.
He wants to beat off with the fucking Tiger Bone. I can't find him. He's not in the closet. Not in the fucking bathroom.
Maybe if he comes up here, I'll beat him off with Tiger Bomb.
Will you beat him off with the Tiger Bomb? Here he is. He's on the fucking phone. Here's the fucking phone, son. Beat off with the fucking Tiger Bomb.
Got a letter in the
Humor on her back.
Thank you for calling Felon's Great Bonanza Casino. This is Lillian. Let me help you.
Oh, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Let me put my brother on. We're in the car. We're driving. We'll get over there.
Hey, I lost my money in the machine.
How do you lose money in the machine?
Well, I was running and I fell and it like went in the machine and it won't give it back. Can you come open it?
If you're in a car, there's no way you're in a next to the machine.
Well, we're on the phone. I'm in the casino. My cousin, my brother's right there. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, y'all are silly.
My life!
Fuck it. Hello?
Hey, is that stove for sale still?
The stove? Yes.
Yeah, that's stove. That's still for sale? Good.
Got him. Start talking creepy.
We've got like a nice nice amount of space for cooking.
No, it's not a stove for cooking. It's a stove to heat a room.
Oh, yeah, one of those like space stoves, you know? Mm-hmm. Like Kevin Space Heater, you know? Like that actor,
the grid might go down, so it's good to have that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's a gas stove.
Okay.
But if the grid goes down, how are you going to live
do
in the multiverse?
Do what now? Is that stove still available, though?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is?
Right.
How much are you asking for? How much? Let's brass tacks here. I don't want you to fuck me. I don't want to fuck you. What price can we, like, agree upon?
And hold him, and he'd be, like, snapping at
me. Sweetwater, Lift Watch, how can I help you?
Well, how you doing?
We're just discussing dog ownership.
We wanted to know if there's a vacancy for my grandma.
We are fully booked.
God, you're going to have to tell my grandma that yourself. I'm going to pass her the phone. Miriam!
Hello?
The phone's for you. The lady, she's got bad news.
Oh, what's the news, dear? What's happened?
Hello, Queen.
But,
Hello?
Yes, the Queen.
Oh, good. I need to make a room booking. Do you have any vacancies?
Yes, you have to go on Expedia and do a reservation.
Oh, no, I don't do the internet. I just have a telephone and my two fingers that I put on the organ and I twiddle it like this. You know, I like to touch my organ when I'm on the phone.
Wow. Damn, that's a joke, sweetheart. Get it?
Okay.
Get it? Everybody can do some creepy sexual shit. I got my hand on my organ while talking to you. You're shaking like Joe Spinell in Maniac.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, I'm just playing my organ. How are you doing tonight?
You who?
I'm just playing my organ.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, you into guys that play organs?
No.
Oh, you're not in a, what are you, a string instrument kind of girl?
Just choking.
You need anything?
Mash.
Yeah, I need to know what kind of instrument you into. I'm trying to pick up some girls.
Back in the skull, isn't it?
I know, but give me some. I'm not trying to pull you. I'm just trying to get some tips. Like, what? I'm trying to learn some instruments and join a band, man. What's your...
I'm not into instruments.
Oh, what are you into?
I do anything. I got a job to do. You called the wrong place. You need to be calling Don.
What you mean you got a job to do? Yeah, your job is to be on the phone with me, girl. What you talking about?
I told you that to fucking
Green
work tonight, woman.
Hello?
Green with Daisy.
Hey, quick question. Whenever you work there at the night shift, do you, like, do anything?
Are you all by yourself?
What do you do? Safe? Like, do you just sit there and watch Netflix, or?
No. We have to check in, guys.
People are checking in at, what, like, late as hell, like 12, 1?
This girl sounds nice as hell. You'd be nice.
Damn. So, like, other than that, you'd just be chilling? Because I'm trying to get a little job in the motel. I'm just trying to get some... What was that?
Don't start the work.
Hey, let me ask you this. Are you into guys that play organs?
You're terrible.
Sorry, my brother's here. He's asking me some questions. Are you one of the guys that play organs, ma'am?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, are you one of the guys that play organs? Like, hang on, listen to this. Let me play my organ a little bit.
Audio cassette.
Are you into that?
No.
It sounds pretty cool, right? No? That isn't... Okay, so what are you, like a string girl? You into like them brass instruments or something? What are you into?
Hold on for me.
Crispy? Are you selling, do you have the coconuts ready for me?
Coconuts?
Or are we on speakerphone? I can't really hear you very well.
No, we're not on speaker.
Oh. Is it okay if I come in and I bring my instrument with me.
Okay.
Sticky, sticky, no.
I'm just talking shit, yo.
Hello?
Yes, front desk.
Sorry, I have a couple buddies with me. So, quick question for you. I'm actually making a survey. I'm calling a bunch of hotels and stuff like that, and I'm just asking front desk workers a couple questions. Can you just answer them for me real quick?
Yes.
Nothing inappropriate, anything like that. Okay. Question number one. When you're not checking people in or anything like that, do you watch Netflix?
No.
No? Okay. Question number two. What would you do in that situation then? If you don't really have any downtime, or like you have a lot of downtime and like no one's checking in and
I just
totally
do my
dead,
homework.
What do you do?
Oh, you like do your homework and be okay. All right. And let me see. Let me look and
get my money together and spend
collect. Oh, what are you studying?
That's none of your business.
Oh,
it's
okay, sorry, I'm just trying to...
I don't think, like, anybody
okay.
will start the survey at midnight.
No, I'm just... It's for my college. I kind of procrastinate a little bit.
It's your...
Hello?
I can't...
I know what you're talking about.
Hello?
So, I'm actually... Well, let me introduce myself. How are you doing today? I'm calling
good.
Just to do a quick survey. From my college, would you have some time to answer a couple questions for me?
Well, it depends on what the questions are. This is a business line.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Yeah. How can I help?
Go
you?
Ahead. Okay. So question number one. Do you think that there are more wheels or doors in the world?
More wheels or doors in the world?
Correct.
Wheels.
Okay. Question two. Do you think that there are more
no idea.
legs or eyeballs in the world?
Including animals and bugs and everything else?
Everything there is, baby. Yeah.
I would say legs, yeah.
Legs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are you guys taking any new members or by chance?
For our resort?
Yeah.
We don't offer membership because most of our travelers are coming from different states and everything else. Are you guys local and interested in membership?
I'm actually traveling from Florida.
Did you just
Florida.
Ask if I was crazy? This guy just asked if I was local?
He said if you're local, honey.
Oh.
Yeah, local.
Oh, yeah, not local like crazy, but
I told you if you called me. I told you if you called me honey again, I was going to prolapse you, didn't I?
Really? I didn't. Yeah. I don't remember that.
I'll fucking prolapse
anyway,
you.
Anyway, so what kind of things are there to do over there?
In Hawaii or at our resort?
At the resort.
We have a 32-by-16-foot swimming pool. We have
how big
a
is that?
Hot tub.
Can you explain that to me in Fortnite terms and how big that is?
In what terms?
Fortnite terms. Can you explain it to me in Fortnite terms on how big that is?
Fortnite? So he's
yeah,
like,
can you explain it to me in those kind of terms? Like
Fortnite,
is he pushing?
I probably wouldn't be able to explain that to you in Fortnite terms. So,
okay.
Let's see. Where are you guys calling from? A 559 area code. Where is that?
We're in Asshole, Nevada.
It's where I'm from. Why do you want to know?
Yeah. Asshole, Nevada.
Oh, just.
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh,
my brother can be a little bit, you know, assertive sometimes. Don't let him frighten you off.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I tell you what. You guys can check out our website. And it'll tell you about all of our amenities.
Okay, you give me your website, and I'll give you a website.
The website is HawaiianNaturesPark.com.
Okay, and my website is MeatSpin.com. They put a brand new spin on all kind of meat recipes. And if you want, okay. You can go ahead and visit that anytime you want.
All right. Sounds good. You guys have a good night.
Hey, you two. Hey, is that a nudist resort by chance?
We are a nudist resort. You bet.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So am I allowed to just come there cock swinging, or do I have to check in first?
Yeah, you might want to do some research before you start coming to a club with that kind of...
Well, I'm asking you. That's, I don't really have access to the internet. Only phones.
Yeah. All right, guys. You've had enough fun for the night. I'll talk to you later.
What are you...
I've got that voice. You want to...
Thank you for calling the Big Island Hostel. This is Dutch.
Hi, Josh.
Dutch, like French, German, Dutch.
Oh, like Dutch, like the Netherlands.
Oh, like farting under a blanket.
Like Netherlands.
Exactly.
Dutch. Do you have you got a mustache, Dutch?
I do.
Yeah, that sounds like something Dutch would have. Every Dutch I've known has had a mustache.
Yeah, so what can I do for you?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys have any vacancies. Like,
tonight we are fully booked, actually.
You mean like tomorrow? Yeah. Like, you got anything?
Let me refresh here. 1 second.
Sorry, we're just flying in, and our room fell through, and kind of looking to, you know, broaden horizons, you know.
Ask him if he has any deals.
Right. I'm sorry, what was the last name?
No, the last name is...
I didn't hear anything you said.
Oh, no, that was my son. He can get a little lippy sometimes. It's been a long flight, so I'm just very tired.
How old is your son?
23.
Okay.
Kind of a man-child, but, I mean, I guess...
I have a trust fund, so we're just waiting on that.
Yeah, we're just retirement, you know.
So, only... we have available are the all female dorms, so that won't work. The next room that we have two beds available coming up on Tuesday.
Two beds? Like
between now and Tuesday.
Pardon me, my son.
Are they bolted into the ground or can we push them together?
We like to spoon. I mean, it's platonic, like, you know.
Yeah, with one person per bed, unless you have a private room.
Are these public rooms?
Yeah, it's a hostel, right? So it's a dorm situation with six beds in one dorm. We have three dorms, and then we have two private rooms. And the next private room isn't available until the 24th.
Oh, that's hot. And how much is the private room?
So you're saying that there's availability? Ooh, $5. Nice. So you're saying that there's availability in the women's only thing? Would it be okay if I like put like a, you know, like a camera in there? Like, not for any like lascivious things, just because I like to just like watch people like interact. Like I'm not like a pervert, but
we just like to people watch.
Yeah, people watching. Yeah. It's like platonic people watching. It's like I'm asexual. Asexual. I just like to, you know, watch people in their element, you know.
Yeah, do you know if there's any big tops there?
Yeah, well, I think you guys probably need to find somewhere else to stay.
What do you mean?
We're tired. Me and my son are exhausted, and we're gonna like sleep in this parking lot. But we'd really like to, you know, kind of like big spoon with an availability.
Should we pay
there.
Double?
Yeah, there's got to be somebody there. That's
if you
like,
just overlook the conversation we had.
Willing to be the little
spoon. Can we just come there tonight, please? I don't want to sleep in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you guys won't be allowed to rental, like, ever. So, but good luck to you. I'll find a place.
Can you just at least tell me what we did?
So, did you
were
put
cool,
the car Dutch. In the airplane?
Dutch.
Hello?
Dutch. Come on,
can you tell me what we did, sir?
Calm your mustache,
we have a certain atmosphere here. And we reserve the right to refuse service to anybody. And unfortunately, you guys just don't really fit the atmosphere that we have here.
Hey,
what kind of atmosphere do you guys have there?
Dutch. But
one that
are you guys like in the stratosphere?
I thought you were cool, Dutch.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm
going to
hear you now.
Cool.
I wish you guys
can I fart
in
your
luck,
blanket though. And you smell it?
Bam! Announce
it. I smell
it
your
first.
Hair, Dutch. Can I smell your hair?
You guys should, you know, comedy is a pretty competitive thing now, but you guys would do pretty good, I think. So, much
of
a
lot of
hanging
up. I thought you were hanging up.
Yeah.
You are. You're going to go to jail, you little cackling bitch.
Yes, they're going to jail. Yes, they're going to jail now. Okay? And don't ever, if you call again, it's going to be monitored and recorded already. Just watch out. Watch out.
Okay.